السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The weighty burden of accountability. Positions of power have always attracted people. The ability to command, to influence others, and to have authority can seem appealing. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to look beyond the attraction of power and see the burden that comes with it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You are eager for leadership, and it is truly a regret and a sorrow on the day of judgment. What a good wet nurse, and what an evil weaner." Bukhari. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Masqalani mentioned in his Sharh book of Bukhari, quote, regarding his saying, "An excellent nursemaid, wet nurse, yet a wretched weaner," end quote, Al-Dawoodi stated, quote, "An excellent nursemaid refers to the worldly life, while a wretched weaner refers to the state following death. For one is then held to account for that life. It is akin to a child being weaned before becoming self-sufficient, leading to its destruction." Others have interpreted it thus, "It is an excellent nursemaid due to the status, wealth, influence, and an attainment of both sensory and imagined pleasures it affords while one possesses it. Yet it is a wretched weaner at the moment of separation, whether through death or otherwise, due to the consequences that follow in the hereafter." End quote. Likewise, every ruler will one day be separated from their position, whether by time or by death. The authority they once enjoyed will remain behind, but the record of how they used it will not. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the weaning as difficult. It is the moment when the comforts of power end, and the leader stands before Allah to answer for every trust, every decision, and every right that was placed in their hands. This meaning becomes even clearer in the next hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Dhar, you are weak, and it is an amana, trust, and on the day of judgment, it will be a disgrace and a regret except for those who take it by its right and perform its duties correctly." Muslim. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu, "You are weak," meaning unable to bear the burden of such a role, it appears he was referring to a lack of aptitude for judgment and administration rather than physical weakness. That is, you cannot shoulder the heavy burdens and demands of governorship. Leadership is a trust that Allah the Almighty has placed in His servant's care. It is a momentous. It is an amana, a trust that demands justice, wisdom, and the accountability to fulfill the rights of others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns that this trust can become a source of humiliation, disgrace, and regret on the day of resurrection for those who fail to fulfill it. The honor of leadership in this world can quickly become a burden in the next. It is therefore not a position to be fought over or sought for its prestige, for one whose immense responsibility should make a person hesitate before desiring it. These ahadith paint a picture of leadership that stands in stark contrast to much of what we see today. Today, positions of power are pursued, fiercely contested, and held tightly because of the authority, prestige, and influence and wealth they bring. The rulers today often ignore the accountability that accompanies their position, and they manipulate and corrupt the situation to avoid being held accountable by the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us that every position of authority is an amana, and that every leader will ultimately stand before Allah to answer how they fulfilled the trust placed in their hands. This difference is reflected in the well-known words attributed to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. "If a lamb were to perish lost on the banks of the Euphrates, I would fear that Allah would hold me accountable for it." Musannaf ibn Abi Saiba, 34486. Such words capture the depth of accountability that characterized the spirit of the caliphate, Khalifa, where leadership was viewed not as a prestige, but as a trust for which one would answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the immense responsibility is also an opportunity to immense reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not discourage leadership itself. Instead, he teaches that when an authority is accepted by one who is capable and it is exercised with justice and fulfilled with sincerity, it becomes a means of earning the pleasure of Allah. The warning is therefore not against holding positions of power, but against pursuing their temporary appeal while forgetting the grave accountability that remains long after the authority itself has come to an end. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Haya Sheikh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.